Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, here we are. Golly, it's already 4:07. We are flying right along here, my friends, at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com. Great, by the way, to listen to 106.3 WORD anywhere in the country. I've done that in other cities. Not every city has a 106.3 WORD. Yeah, there's a conservative radio station in most every city, but some of them are really not all that great, and they don't really cover their own turf that well. And, of course, 106.3 WORD is the Upstate's talk station, and they mean that, all right? We're very serious about that. And, again, also 101.5 FM in Anderson, should you be in the southern part of the Upstate. So glad to have you with us today. This is Jim Bohannon in for Bob today and tomorrow. The rest of the week we'll just sort of put on hold there. But I had my my chance to be Tara on Monday, and this shift requires getting up a lot later. So, that, you know, that's a good thing. Glad to have you with us today as our Ingalls Advantage talk line beckons. 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. We'll get back into the heart of all that we were talking about a moment ago. But I would have to note here on the afternoon show, I noted this yesterday, of course. But, gee, what a shame that the Virginia gun rights rally was so peaceful. Oh, because everybody was so ready for, just a quote from the governor, who in declaring his state of emergency, Governor Ralph Blackface, announced a weapons ban around the Capitol as he declared a state of emergency over threats of, quote, armed militia groups storming our Capitol, ooh, unquote. So, and again, things were very, very peaceful at that gathering. And I note the instructions from the organizers of Virginia Citizens Defense League. They noted that the league suggests if you intend to go inside of the building to lobby, which, of course, is what it was about. It was a lobbying day. Leave your firearm at home or in your hotel room or out of sight in your locked vehicle. And do not handle a loaded firearm. The Virginia Citizen Defense League's firearm safety policy at all of their sponsored events has been that loaded firearms are not to be handled. They will remain holstered or otherwise secured at all times. Don't ask someone to hold your gun for you while you go inside the building. That's how much of bloodthirsty rabble-rousers they were. Extremely careful. Abide by the law. And then they picked up their own trash at the rally. Check out the last time you saw that happen at a left-wing rally somewhere. Anyway, just had to point that out here on the afternoon get-together, because there are a lot of very disappointed people in Virginia, not the least, of course, Governor Blackface. He didn't want anybody killed or even hurt. He just wanted enough of a problem that he could blame the trouble on those terrible right-wing gun owners. Hey, I don't elect them, folks. I just talk about them. This is Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and it's now 4:10 on this Tuesday afternoon. Anyway, we've got available our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. I'll check that out after reminding you that this hour's keyword is May, M-A-Y. I may tell you what the keyword is, May, M-A-Y. Now, those textual people over there, let's see what we got here. I want to compliment Melissa for her willingness to listen to the other side, even though she disagrees. If more of the country were like that, this would be a very different place, and that goes for both sides. I'll buy that. I thought she was reasonable. I don't think that her position was unreasonable as such. And I would confess that if I were Melissa, I too would have problems voting for any of these Democrats running. And she's got now about 5.5 weeks before she's got to vote. Of course, she says she won't, but I'm going to vote. But again, I'm just doing it as a troublemaker. I'll vote for the Democrat I think would most upset their apple cart. Right now, probably that would be Tulsi Gabbard, but not that I would vote for her in any general election. My general election vote belongs to Donald Trump. But anyway, I thought that she had a reasonable approach. That is true. Let's see. What was the key word? Could not understand her, whoever. Okay, anyway, the key word is May, M-A-Y, May, okay. Take yam and spell it backwards. May is your key word. All right. Oh, let's see. Your texter says an armed society is a polite society. As a general rule, that is true. That is true. Let's see here. Hey, Jimbo, great to hear you on the air. As an owner and lover of older cars. Oh, I thought he was about talking about older people, but anyway. As an owner and lover of older cars, I watched a few minutes of the current Barrett Jackson car auction on TV. If those sell prices aren't an indicator of our booming economy, I don't know what is. Great show today. Thank you very much. That's interesting that he mentioned that. I have watched the Barrett Jackson car auctions as well, and there's some amazing vehicles on there. Some of the modifications are just remarkable, just absolutely remarkable. So, yeah, but I have to note that. Hey, Jimbo, it's great to hear you on the air as an owner and lover of older, cars. Okay, you must understand that for people of my age, that automatically raised my attention there. Oh, she owns and loves older talk show hosts. Okay, I don't know. Own the whole set is what I'm saying here. Okay, here, more texts about the sheriff's race here. Hobart Lewis might not have the fancy job experience that Smith has, but he also doesn't have the Clinton connection Smith has. Hobart strikes me as one of us. Smith strikes me as one of them elitist. Hobart will be a better sheriff. So goes textual argument there. All right, let's see here. Melissa never identified one thing Trump did wrong. Yeah, I was kind of trying to prompt her that direction. It was at the point where it was sort of like trying to nail a piece of jello to the wall there. I couldn't quite nail her down on these things that she did that are not in the interests of all Americans. But yeah, only complaint about his character isn't that the pot calling the kettle black. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her pot, but anyway, let's see here. I noticed that Melissa did exactly what every Democrat does. She never said what exactly the POTUS has done wrong, Jeff from Lyman. Well, I did notice that, yeah. And again, you must understand that for many of them, that's all that's required. He's evil. He's bad. He's greedy. He's immoral. He's sexist, racist, Islamophobic, homophobic, this phobic, that phobic. I mean, it doesn't have to involve specific. You must understand, and I am not saying that this is true of Melissa, okay? But I will say this of many Democrats, that they are a little too much into feelings, feelings, and not enough thinking, okay? If you actually are going to be a meaningful citizen, you need to think, okay? And this is my complaint with Democrats in general, that they're a little too much into empathy, feeling. We've got enough of that, thank you. Just how about thinking? That's part of the responsibility of being a voter, a citizen, and a taxpayer in this country. Well, they'll take your taxes either way, but you know what I mean. Anyway, texter says, I got a phone call last night trashing Hobart Lewis. Okay, very good. Oh, what's the call line to talk to you? I'm glad you asked. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. And we'll take some calls when we continue. It's 4:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I get to be special. I like that. That's very good. Good thing. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being a part of the program this afternoon. That is special as well. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Got a number of things to pass along here. Don't forget the key word this hour is May, M-A-Y, May. All righty. Just text that word to 72881 for a chance to win $1,000. Not a bad gig, not a bad deal. I thank you for being all with us this afternoon. I said that I would make mention of witnesses I'd like to see called. All right, if in fact it is decided that there will be witnesses. Of course, obviously Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Adam Schiff. Yes, he's the lead prosecutor, but he also has things to say as a witness. As a witness. Like, how much did he know? And how long had he spoken with the whistleblower before they went ahead with their hearings? There's precedent for this, by the way. Bill Clinton's lawyers grilled independent prosecutor Ken Starr during the Clinton Senate trial. Sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander, baby. So, yeah, Adam Schiff would be good. And, the whistleblower. The president wants the whistleblower named and forced to testify because that person had no firsthand knowledge of the president's Ukraine call. Some of the initial charges were proven false by the transcript. Some of the whistleblower's sources might have broken the law. His links to Democrats could undermine his assertions about President Trump. Yeah, the whistleblower. Named, subpoenaed, forced to testify. Absolutely. Mark Zaid, one of the whistleblower's attorneys, who tweeted back in January of 2017, that is to say the month that the president was inaugurated, that a coup has started. Gee, I wonder what that meant. 23 now, past 4. And that impeachment will follow ultimately. Trump has called Zaid a disgrace and says he should be sued for treason. At the very least, he should be a witness in this case. Okay. Other names, lots of names that you could call. I'd like to hear from White House Energy Czar, former White House Energy Czar, Amos Hochstein. The New Yorker reports that he raised the whole matter of his son with Joe Biden. It'd be great to have him testify under oath about the concerns he expressed to the vice president and how he responded. That's relevant, since we're talking about the president inquiring under the terms of the 1999 treaty with Ukraine about corruption involving the Bidens. I'd love to know more about what Amos Hochstein had to say, because he had raised the concern. He was the former White House energy czar, raised the matter with the vice president. Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, but what is your son doing with his company Burisma? How about Christopher Hines, then Secretary of State John Kerry's stepson, who broke business ties with Hunter Biden over Burisma because, quote, working with Burisma was unacceptable. Well, I'd love to hear from John Kerry's stepson. They could call former State Department officials, such as Deputy Secretary Anthony Blinken, who met with Hunter Biden during his time on the Burisma board. They could call nonpartisan experts to testify that Hunter Biden's contract was corrupt. They could call Yoshiko Herrera, political science professor at the University of Wisconsin, who said that if Biden is working for the Obama administration on Ukraine, his son should not have been on the board of a company there that could be affected by U.S. policy spearheaded by his father. Well spoken. University of Wisconsin professor, hardly a part of the vast conservative conspiracy there. They might call Robert Weissman. He's president of the very liberal Public Citizen Group, okay? And Weissman said, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that Hunter's foreign employers and partners were seeking to leverage Hunter's relationship with Joe, either by seeking improper influence or to project access to him. Yes, it is. Bring on the liberal. I'd love to hear that liberal testify. They could call, of course, John Turley, law professor at George Washington University, who's written that the Biden contract was so openly corrupt it would have made Jack Abramoff blush. Wow. They could call witnesses to testify about Hunter Biden's questionable business dealings in other parts of the world, China and Romania. Testimony that would be relevant because it would establish a pattern of corruption. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd love to hear Biden himself, that is to say Joe, who would not be able to get away with the dismissive replies he regularly gives. No one has said my son did anything wrong, and that we should focus on Donald Trump. No, he'd be forced to actually answer questions he has thus far avoided. Why do you think, Mr. Vice President, that Burisma hired your son and paid him massive sums despite his complete lack of experience in Ukraine or natural gas? What did Obama officials say to you when they raised concerns about Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine? Under oath. Now, Biden has been shaky under mild questioning during the debates. How would he fare under the withering pressure of legal cross-examination? If he stumbled or appeared confused, well, it could expose to voters just how frail he really is, just at the moment that they're going to the polls. Yeah, bring on the witnesses. That would only be my take. What can I tell you? Anyway, the Senate proceeds going down the path of determining just whether or not there will be witnesses and the like. Texter here, just a personal question here. Jim, please give us a Reader's Digest version of how you ended up in South Carolina, especially in the upstate, for your retirement years. More about that in a second here. My wife's college roommate lives in this area. We visited, thought it was a nice area, bought a place, visited part-time, move full-time. And these are not retirement years, by the way. You can hear me on another regularly scheduled job I do. If you get up really early, you can listen just before Tara to a program called America in the Morning. And every weekday morning at 5:25, there's a little funny feature that I do. And then every morning at 5:35, there's a newsmaker interview that I do. So I do have a full-time job. I am moving ahead, frankly, in my older years. I plan for the last words that I say on this planet to be, we'll be right back, okay? Not that we're ready to be right back yet here. Let's see here. Texter says, so I know why not a whole lot of people voted for sheriff because nobody can find the damn polling voting places. So I drove 10 minutes out of my way because the place I was supposed to vote at wasn't listed for places to vote. No signs, no listings. Very, very irritating. Usually when you cast a vote, you have an assigned voting precinct. I have a special place that I vote, and I vote there every single time. I didn't know you had an option. But anyway. Oh, they had to change a lot of them because school is in. Well, these are things, you see, that I didn't know. Well, anyway, there's a lot that I don't know, and if you would like to expose that fact, you can simply get on our Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, and we'll chat about it. Jim's ignorance. Anyway, I'm here today and tomorrow. And with that as a prologue, let us pause briefly on the Bobby Mack Show at 106.3. It's now 4:29.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, golly whiz, thank you so much for letting me be a part of your afternoon here. We do appreciate it. We found it a lot easier to go this route than to go, well, you know, door to door. We tried that. Didn't work out too well. But it's much easier here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station at 106.3.3 on the FM dial in the southern part of the listening area, 101.5 FM based out of Anderson. And, of course, anywhere in the known galaxy that you have internet access at 1063WORD.com. Delighted to have this chance. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Let's see here. Boom, there was a special text I was looking for here. Here we go. A limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Okay. There's Joe, Bernie, Amy, and Liz like sodas that lost all their fizz. Their final debate, like a really bad date, had folks singing, "Is that all there is?" That's good. There was another one that he said that I'll have to find later and share with you. But as I've told Alan R. before and will say again, you really need to publish these. The man has a gift. The man has a gift. All right here. The keyword is May, M-A-Y, M-A-Y for this hour. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see. Well, let me get this right. No violence or littering at the Virginia Responsible Law-Abiding Gun Owner Second Amendment Defense Pro-Gun Rally. No violence. There was one arrest for some woman who had something over her face, as I recall. The littering, no, what I said was that they picked up any litter that they left. They picked up their own litter. Okay. Hard to read the rest of the text, but I gather that generally that person is pleased. Okay. Let's see here. Jim, were you on the air in the mid-70s? Yes, there was an NBC News on Sunday. I was on the air in the mid-1870s, okay? All right. Very good. Okay, what else here? Hello, Jim. Greenville County website shows that there is no change in voting location for Furman Precinct. However, it has changed. This precinct is not voting at Woodlands, but at Reedy River Baptist, just FYI. I don't know all the particulars of what's happening regarding voting locations that changed. I do know that that is entirely avoidable and should be avoided. There are lots of places you can have votes take place, and there's no need for this. No, this is bad planning on the part of somebody or bad execution on the part of somebody. I don't know all the particulars of how this happened, but this doesn't have to happen. There are locations that can be found where you don't have to shift people around like this. But anyway, I digress. Just to suffice it to say that that's unfortunate. This impeachment process moving forward now, you've got to take a look at the fact that we're getting really close to the voting time here. I'm going to be very curious to see. There's nothing, for example, that requires senators to actually be there. They are under oath, and they're supposed to be there, but members of Congress already pretty much work a three-day week. The work week on Capitol Hill is pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Friday, they head back to the districts or home states, wherever they may be, for Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday is another travel day back to Washington. This is not to say that your members of Congress don't work. They do put in a lot of work, but it's not always working on the people's business. A lot of the working is fundraising. That's a vital part of anybody who wants to stay on Capitol Hill. You better raise money or you're not going to stay there very long. They spend a lot of time, quite frankly, just answering constituents' complaints, whines, gripes, what have you. That's a lot of their time. They go to subcommittee meetings. They go to committee meetings. There's action on the floor, but action on the floor of the House or the Senate, for that matter, this particular impeachment time being the exception. For the most part, most members in the course of a given week, they won't spend that much time on the floor of either body. It's all this other stuff that they're doing, constituent services, meeting voters and taking pictures with the dairy princess queen from Yuha County, what have you. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that these people do. Subcommittee meetings, committee meetings, fundraisers. And the actual time on the floor, I suppose in a typical week, a member of Congress might not spend more than an hour or two on the actual floor of their given body. And there'll be many weeks they don't spend any time there at all. Whatever. Wanted to share that thought with you this afternoon as we plunge ahead here. But this six-day-a-week thing, that's going to be very interesting to watch. Again, we're getting down to the crunch time for Democrats who want to be president. And at the moment, Iowa, which has a lot of influence. Let's not forget the influence that Iowa has on the process. Granted, Iowa's not been a very good predictor of who is going to be a party's nominee, because Iowa, the caucuses, by their very nature, they consist of activists, they consist of the hardcore. That's why the caucuses in Iowa and elsewhere tend to be the Republican caucuses are very conservative, and the Democrat caucuses very liberal. They don't represent the general body. Most people, of course, who vote in these things are not that deeply committed to an ideology one way or the other. But it's going to be interesting to see how this all shifts, because it's a real dogfight right now. Usually, the general rule of thumb has been that you need to finish gold, silver, or bronze in Iowa to get your ticket punched to New Hampshire. There are exceptions to that. I would say that your top four are doing so well right now among the Democrats that they all get to go. Seriously, there's no question about the fact that no matter who finishes in what place in Iowa, that Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Buttigieg are all going to New Hampshire with the prospects for going forward beyond that. Now, if you have, say, an Amy Klobuchar, who is from the next-door state of Minnesota, who gets creamed in Iowa, she's got a problem. she's got a problem. But otherwise, mostly they're going to keep going. In fact, mostly they're still going to keep going through our own primary here in South Carolina, February the 29th. For the most part, you're going to see that they're still viable. Now, after Super Tuesday, everything changes. And I'm just curious as to who comes out and who gets the chance to go ahead. Is it Elizabeth Warren, who is so far left, it's impossible to keep her from falling off the left edge of the world? Bernie, the curmudgeonly old socialist? Pete Buttigieg, who can't seem to collect black votes, and that's going to hurt him badly in South Carolina? Or Joe Biden, good old Uncle Joe, who sometimes forgets what state he's in? This has happened on more than one occasion. I'll be curious as to which one, because honestly, do any of those jump out at you as someone that Donald Trump should fear in the debates this fall? Yeah, me either. So, for what it's worth, Jimbo for Bobby Mack. It's 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and the impeachment wrangles are continuing about whether and when there will be witnesses. It's all great fun, as I said, like watching paint dry. Time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But now 15 minutes before 5. Good to have you with us this afternoon. It's now 10 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, as for the moment there's a brief break in the Senate trial of President Trump because some of the members were hyperventilating over the excitement, to Patricia in Taylor's. And good afternoon, Patricia.
Hi, Jimbo.
Hi. Hi there.
I just got back from voting today.
Oh, very good.
I usually vote at Eastside High School, and I wanted to let you and everyone who usually votes there know that down the road a little bit at 709 Brushy Creek Road, the First Church of God is where we vote today. Those of us who vote at Eastside High School, I just got done voting for Lewis. And for those who don't vote at Eastside High School, I found out where I vote at by calling the Greenville County Election Commission at 467 University Ridge. So everyone who is going to vote for the sheriff should call the number for the election commission over there.
Okay. Do you happen to have that number handy? I'm just curious.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
And that's okay, but again, you found it. Other people should be able to. Yeah, that's bizarre that there should be this much confusion. Again.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I say that's unfortunate because there's little enough turnout in an election like this. I know this race has generated an awful lot of interest, and therefore you'll have better turnout, but. Often in races like this that are not the big elections for president and Senate and House, stuff like that, you're lucky if you get 15-20% turnout.
Oh, it was packed. There were a lot of people there.
Oh, good. Well, that's the important thing, is that people cared enough to vote. So I'm glad to hear that. As long as you called in, I have to ask you. You're welcome to keep it to yourself, but did you have any particular preference you wanted to share?
Oh, Hobart. I voted for him.
Okay. Just curious. Since a lot of people are very into this whole race. I'm glad to see that. We need to have more people who get seriously committed about such races. Usually, when people get that committed about a local race, it's because there's some kind of scandal or something. Here it seems to be almost, I guess, a philosophy, an approach to it all. What was your reason for voting for Hobart, I think you said?
The lying and negative campaigning that I heard about at 106.3, which I listen to every day now.
Well, thank you for that. We do appreciate it. Yeah, and again, as I said, I will merely repeat what the Smith campaign said, that they own up to the mailings that took place, but they were sent out earlier, and apparently they weren't worded the way they were supposed to. Again, I'm not justifying anything they did or did not do or did or did not say. I'm merely repeating the last thing I heard that was their response to that. So, for what it's worth. You know, it's the interesting thing about negative campaigning that I'll have to get into a little bit later on, but you know why people do that, Patricia? Because it works, for the most part.
Hopefully not today.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, absolutely. But thank you for voting. Do you always try to vote? I gather that you do.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. In my life, I have missed one vote that I know of, and I've always felt very badly about that. It was a local race like this, but it didn't have any really key, big excitement attached to it. It was just a very mundane type of race, and no particular charges and countercharges, scandals, anything like that, and it just flat went by me. So, okay. By the way, I would note here this, that we have all the voting locations listed on the WORD Facebook page for those who wish to know. So, all right. Appreciate your call, Patricia, and your thoughts. Thank you, Patricia and Taylors, who casted a Hobart vote in the sheriff's race this past day. But again, for people who are concerned about this, and I'm not sure how late the polls are open in South Carolina, but certainly later than 6 minutes before 5, all the locations, all the changed locations are available, listed on the WORD Facebook page. So you can check that out and be sure that this is, you're not being sent on a wild goose chase. One texter earlier had said that they went 10 minutes out of their way by virtue of one of the changes that were made. Sorry to hear about that. Okay, yeah, Tara apparently did that, attached the revised list of polling places to her Facebook page and the 106.3 website. Well, according to Moneypenny, it's on the WORD Facebook page. But seek and ye shall find, okay? Very good. 5 minutes now before 5 p.m. at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, with the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texter says, we voted for Hobart Lewis because two separate police officers, one of the detectives said that Hobart Lewis definitely and not Smith. Okay, an endorsement from police officers here. Another texter says, I would not vote for Smith, just another Democrat, no matter what he says. Okay. All right. Jim, as you know, it is because they are not voting in several schools. Not a big deal. If you are not smart enough to figure out where to vote, then you probably shouldn't vote. Well, that depends on how easy it is made to vote, whether or not they're smart enough to cast a ballot, for what it's worth. But again, according to Moneypenny, you can go to the WORD Facebook page. So there you go. Conservative Kitty, by the way, who loves God, tells us that Greenville, she is voting for Smith. Yes, Conservative Kitty made that point, I believe, earlier via text, for what it's worth. All right. Again, it's important that people get involved in these races. You know, it's a lack of interest in local races that has led to a lot of the problems we have in schools in this country. If you get 25% turnout in a school board race, it's often because there's some kind of scandal or charges of dirty campaigning, this sort of thing. And that's unfortunate. We've abdicated control of the education of our young people, and that's a lot of the trouble of what we see right now among young people who think that socialism is so hunky-dory, is advocating that control. So if you vote in a race like today, which, again, it's for sheriff, most of us don't have day-to-day run-ins with the sheriff, but it's indicative of whether you care enough to get involved. And thank you all of you who did. Much appreciated. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD, time now 3 minutes before 5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.